I see Henry McKean in front of me. I'm totally distracted.
Hello in Chinese is ni hao.
Ni hao.
Excellent. Very good pronunciation. Yeah. We're working here with Folger Ireland on the ground. So Folger is welcome in Irish. And in Chinese, it's huanying.
Huanying.
Excellent. Huanying. That's it, yeah. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to give them the Cade Mila Folger, the huanying to Ireland.
Henry, it's huanying, not clearing your throat, ying.
Well, you've got good pronunciation.
That was James Kenny from China Country Manager, based in China, from Tourism Ireland, teaching Henry McKean a few words of Chinese, or do you call it Mandarin? I don't know. Well, today...
It's Mandarin.
Right, sorry. Do you want to intro the item? Okay. Right, he's going to be difficult today. I can tell. I'm tired. I was at a conference all morning. It's not easy. Right, today in City West, the major tourism fair, MEHL, is going on. And you know what this is. It's speed dating on steroids, where they get local people with products and meet tour operators flown in from all over the world, and they try and fix them together to sell and do deals on their product. Henry, this has been running since 75. You visited the event out in City West. Let's start with Brexit. So, what is the impact on Brexit? Because we were going to hear shortly about maybe flatline of the economy. Is there an impact already?
Absolutely. And when we take Brexit, it's not going away. And the insecurity and the uncertainty, we could lose 1 million visitors from Britain, costing €380 million and up to 10,000 jobs in the first year. But we mentioned the Chinese there. We spoke a little bit of Chinese. This market is massive. It's growing 40% per year, and potentially it could be huge. 200 million Chinese get on a plane every year and they travel, and they want them to come to Ireland. I met Amanda Horan, Enterprise Development from Folger Ireland, at this tourism trade event at City West, which, as you said, is like speed dating. You've got 9 minutes with a business and then you have to move on. And there's 13,000 speed dates altogether, and these are worth millions and millions of euro. 600 businesses pitching up to 300 buyers altogether from 20 countries. Here is Amanda Horan.
With Brexit on the horizon, these businesses, these local Irish businesses, they're meeting international buyers, and there's the clock. This means the speed dating is going to end and a new one's going to start. They're trying to do business with Brexit on the horizon. How difficult is it?
Everybody is very, I suppose, concerned and wary about Brexit. I mean, we already know and have done projections at what a hard Brexit might mean for Irish tourism. But in many respects, that has, I suppose, stimulated the Irish industry to think about diversifying their markets that they're doing business with. And there's huge opportunities around that, because we're seeing great growth in terms of international air access, direct air access to Ireland, from countries like the emerging markets and China, which is all good news, because there's opportunities to grow market diversification, as well as continuing to try to retain and maintain the business out of Great Britain. We know that by 2020 there's going to be 200 million international travellers from China. We already are very excited by the fact that Ireland now has direct routes out of China, and actually in this year there's going to be another direct route from Chengdu. In 2012 Ireland had about 17,000 Chinese visitors. In 2018, the estimates are that we actually received about 80,000 visitors, and the projections for 2025 are 175,000 visitors.
Even something as simple as their bathrooms might be slightly different. They might find that a challenge to use an Irish bath or even an Irish toilet, and also herbal tea.
For example, a Chinese visitor doesn't like to move through a bathroom, for example, in their bare feet. So it's common practice to facilitate the Chinese with slippers at the door when they come in. They do like warm water in their rooms. For example, when you and I sit down to have a meal, we tend to like a glass of iced water. They like warm water served with their meals, and they like access to warm water in their bedrooms as well. And then when they arrive, they like to be kind of welcomed with at least a little bit of material and literature and understanding of the services in the hotel property, for example, that can be accessed by them and how to do that. So within China, they use things like QR codes to actually download information about the business and the services, whether you're in an accommodation property, whether you're in a visitor attraction or an experience.
Fascinating stuff there, because I was just thinking, not only are 50% of our 40% of our tourists from Britain, and that would be bad for Brexit, but a lot of people who come to Ireland, they actually go to the UK and then come on to
Ireland.
They
do, the Chinese
do. So if they decide not to go to the UK, that's a bad thing. Now, we've heard there about direct access, but you were saying there about adapting to the Chinese. What's this about their toilets?
Well, I mean, they would
do they not use our type of toilet?
They sometimes,
what type of toilet
sometimes
do they
would use a different style toilet, so sometimes the toilet wouldn't be the classic one that we would have. Sometimes it could be much lower. So there are
a hole in the ground type of thing.
Well, it could be.
Because I was in Japan and they were quite difficult to manoeuvre.
And those particular ones in Japan are different again because they have too much technology. And that brings me on to technology, because the Chinese love technology and they love to pay with their phones. They have their Chinese versions of everything that we have, including Google and Facebook. But they use stuff like WeChat Pay and Alipay, ease of payment. They live in a cashless society. And the Chinese will eventually overtake everyone else around the world. I met Rolanda Chen. She's a Chinese travel operator from Zhegi Travel.
My name is Rolanda, and my Chinese name and surname is Chen. I come from Sichuan, Chengdu, China. My company is GG Travel Limited.
The home of the panda.
Chengdu is the home of the giant panda. I come from these cities. It's so far away from Ireland to my hometown, nearly 100,000 miles. This is my first time being here. I feel it's very fantastic, amazing, and the countries, all of here, maybe it's a Greenland.
And it is very green, and for you, the air quality is also excellent.
Of course, include the food, the hotel, and the people. They are very welcome. I think the culture, very natural and a very pure culture and history here, different from other countries, I think. Different style of the hotel you can offer to the Chinese people, I think. I think the Chinese-speaking guide here, not so many.
So we need to improve our Chinese in Ireland. We need to get better.
Maybe you can teach the local people to speak a little bit Chinese. I think it both is okay. If you want to do some communication or some business, and maybe in China, and I to know recently, the most things is to speak the local language, speak Chinese. I think it's very important.
And tell me, what about the grub? Would they insist on the Peking duck and the rice and noodles?
Well, they love our food.
Would they like bacon and cabbage?
They love our
fry for breakfast.
They do. They love our dramatic landscapes. They love our rural environment. We take it for granted. Like, I was out in City West. It's so green. I took a wrong turn and end up in the Dublin Mountains. The clean air. We have crystal clean air. They don't in China. And they love rural living cultures. They even have a China Fulture program for better understanding cultural awareness. So we avoid all these misunderstandings, and there will be, as the Chinese come, lots of cultural misunderstandings, but we can get through them. They love our food, as you said. They're also starting up a new accredited outbound tourism Chinese operator. So basically it would be like guaranteed Chinese, like a guaranteed Irish. So let's say, for example, they wanted to visit Enniscorthy, it would become China proof for the Chinese tourists.
They wouldn't understand the Irish language signs or anything.
Well, I mean, we can work with
them.
Can
we do Mandarin?
Well, they've got these QR codes, so these little sort of barcode things, and they put their phones on it, then it comes up in Chinese. We can make this work. And I think that Fulture Island have put a lot of work in to make it work, because it could be worth billions. And
so did you meet anyone who's catering for Chinese?
I did. And this is the thing. I didn't realise how big this whole Chinese tourism thing was. I got to meet a Meath farmer. They've opened up their farm to the Chinese.
As they're nowhere better than Meath to bring them, for heaven's sake.
And the Chinese
out to Termin Feckin and places like that.
They love the lambs.
Hello everybody, my name is Angela Murtha and I'm from Causey Farm in County Meath. In the last 4 years we have had quite a few Chinese visitors, and in 2018 we were 25% up from the year previous to that. Chinese people love lambs. They want to come and take pictures with the lambs, and they also enjoy Irish stew on a sheep farm while they're with us. They make some bread and they learn an Irish dance and learn how to play the bowron.
I'd say they love it.
Yeah, they do love it. We've plenty of pictures to prove that. And we're quite active on the WeChat, on the social media over in China. Probably more active there than maybe on Facebook here now or Snapchat.
And when we take the Chinese tourists, what are they like? Are they friendly? Obviously, there's huge cultural differences, and sometimes things could get lost in translation. How do you find them?
We find them very good because it's an interactive experience. There's a lot of hand movement for demonstration purposes, because obviously we just have a few words of Chinese. It's quite a hard language to understand.
So what Chinese words can you say?
Ni hao. Hello.
Anything else?
I'm stuck. I'm under pressure. Well, for us, it's a huge growing market. I'm not sure about Brexit because a lot of our tourists would go on a 10-day tour of the UK and Ireland. So that could cause problems with the visa application. So we really need to get our Irish visa for the China people sorted.
So this Mehel is yes. where the tour operators from China come here. But is there a plan for us to go to China?
Yeah, there is. Coming up in May, 27 Irish companies, they're going on a sales mission. Like you've been on these sales missions when you were a minister.
Oh, absolutely. I flog beef to all over the world.
And they're going across China.
Did I ever
China?
Tell you about the story that I went to Libya to flog beef and I met one of Gaddafi's thing?
Really?
And we sat down in this palace and you know what he did? Started me, put his revolver on the table.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
And did you put your revolver on the table too?
I just said, how are you? Right,
you
were talking about... yeah, I did. Yeah.
Oh, good man.
But all those Middle Eastern crowd, they promised you they'd buy the sun, moon and stars. Oh, yes, our army elite. They wouldn't after. Anyway, and then they blame the minister. Wait till I tell you.
This mission. Yeah, this mission, I'm sure, will be far more successful than the one that you mentioned. 200 Chinese travel agents will meet 27 Irish companies, including the Titanic Belfast and also the Guinness Storehouse, two flagships, to encourage more Chinese to visit Ireland. And they will come. I got to speak to James Kenny, China Country Manager, Tourism Ireland, who lives out there in China. He's done a BA and an MA, and he lives in Shanghai.
Research has shown that they're very comfortable with English. They have a good level of English. And also fantastic work has been done on the ground here with the China Ready program. So that means that the Irish industry are getting ready to welcome more and more Chinese tourists, which is excellent.
And for you, persuading Chinese people to get on a plane for many, many hours. How long is the flight?
It can be 12 to 14 hours, yeah.
12 to 14.
Luckily now we have three direct flights from China to Ireland, whereas 9 months ago there were no direct flights from Asia at all.
And they are coming, the Chinese are coming. Are they spending?
They are indeed. It's one of the largest revenue markets in the world. It's the largest outbound market in the world. From 2016 to 2017, there was a 43% increase in Chinese visitors to Ireland.
China is absolutely a massive country of 1.4, 1.5 billion people.
That's right. Yeah, it's one of the things that people get shocked at when they go to China originally. It's the number of people and the scale of everything over there. So what we're trying to do is to tap into that massive market and the very high revenue market that it is. And convince them to come to a destination like Ireland. A lot of Chinese go to long-haul markets already. They go to New Zealand in great numbers. But what a lot of people maybe don't realize is from Beijing, Dublin is actually closer than New Zealand.
Is it?
Yes. China is a really, really mobile market. Everything is done on your mobile phone. A nearly cashless society. I don't carry any cash in China at all.
Really? So it's all on your mobile?
All on your mobile
phone.
Even
paying on your mobile?
Anything you need to do in China, it's all on your phone. You go in the metro, you scan your phone. You go in a taxi, you scan your phone. You buy your tickets for a flight or a flight to Ireland, for example, you do it on your phone. And this is what the Chinese expect when they go abroad, because all the other destinations are doing this. So,
all right, that was James Kenny, the Tourism Ireland country manager for China, there concluding that report from Henry McKean of Mehel and all they're doing to promote Chinese tourism. Sounds like a great idea. You get away with absolutely nothing on this programme. I was saying about, why would you bring the Chinese to meet? And I said, Termin Feckin. And I thought the ICA and all that Termin Feckin stuff was in Meath. Philip says, Termin Feckin is in Louth, you gobshite. Thank you for that, Philip. Marty says, we at High Nelly Bikes in Limerick. All right, Limerick. Export our handmade bikes. Rally bikes, I suppose. To China. How cool is that? Well, good luck to you with your hand-nail bikes. My thanks, Henry, as always. Right.